I worked at Gilston Bay. There's a East Risdon Nature Reserve is there that's got a beautiful walk through there. Or if the person's not near there or would rather walk along a beach or somewhere else, we can go anywhere around Hobart, basically. And there's heaps of really brilliant places to do this around Hobart.
And how different an experience is that as opposed to sitting on a couch?
Very different. So I've run a program like this for health service in Hobart for about 3 or 4 years. It's sort of nothing like it, apart from we might talk about some counselling things. But apart from that, we're walking along, we're in the outdoors, there's the weather's there, there's the animals and the trees and all that sort of stuff, interacting with what we're doing, which is what the intention of it is, to really value add to the whole experience.
Does that serve as a distraction from people's problems?
Hopefully, yes, but in a good way, because they're actually there immersed in it. So if that's distracting them, great. Not really a distraction, I would say.
Yeah, good one. The world is bigger than me in this that I'm going through.
Yes, and there's all these intriguing, beautiful things around the place that don't have human problems and can be really freeing from sort of getting bogged down in that sort of stuff.
Can it be easier for somebody to open up about what's happening side by side doing something else than it is to be sitting face to face?
Yes, the way it works is it's got more to do to start with. Like, people know I'm a counsellor and a psychotherapist, but to start with, it's more like going for a walk. I mean, and that's how I set it up. So it's not, there's nothing pushy about it or a strong agenda, like when you sit down face to face in a room and there's a therapist with you, there's this sort of obligation to talk, really. Whereas what I'm doing is quite different to that. So it's more like an opportunity to talk. But what we're actually going to do first is go for a bit of a walk and talk about the weather and, hey, look at that lizard over there and that sort of stuff. And I just wait, because people, what I found is people know who I am and what I'm there for. I can just do that and they will actually start talking, usually. Or if that doesn't happen, I just ask a question, see where it goes.
Yeah. Let alone the health benefits of exercise for mental and physical health that are so widely reported, and the benefits of being in nature on mental and physical health, and the way that is so widely reported. You know, you're really covering a lot of bases with that.
Yes. Yes, the value add is immense, really. Makes my job easy in a lot of ways. Wouldn't necessarily be easy for everybody, but I have like almost 20 years background working in the outdoors with groups. So I'm very comfortable in that environment and what might crop up and around safety issues and that sort of stuff. And that tends to rub off on people. My level of confidence makes them feel more at home. Mm. Yeah.
Nick Hall Adventure Therapy is the name of his practice. Nick's with you on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania on Your Afternoon today. It is 18 to 3. Nick, what sort of benefits have you seen in your own life from your outdoorsy career?
Yes, a lot. I came to therapy because in my early 30s I went to see a therapist because, like a lot of people, a whole bunch of stuff by the time I got 30 that wasn't working so well became really obvious pretty quickly. I became a father then. That really helps with showing up what's not working as well, I found. I went to therapy and then my therapist said, hey, you pick this up really quickly, this stuff. So I did some training with him, somatic psychotherapy training, and then I went out to look for a job in the field, and the same day I got a job with Project Hahn in Hobart, who for a lot of years did group work, bush adventure therapy. Yeah.
Wow, what sort of places have you taken people?
Incredible places. So that was fairly, extreme's not the right word, pretty full-on outdoor experiences. So we did caving and in wild caves, abseiling, climbing up things, days on end out in quite remote locations, dealing with all the different types of Tasmanian weather. Pretty difficult people sometimes in the group. Not everybody, but it's usually some people that were much higher needs, so coping with all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Do you find you have a gender divide in your clients? Is there more one than the other?
There's more males. Yeah. Couldn't really tell you why. It needs to change.
Well, I feel like the sitting and talking model is something that women do a lot of, whether that's a societal thing or a gender thing or whatever, and that maybe guys don't do as much of the sitting and talking. So the opportunity to get up and walk and maybe incidentally talk while that happens. I'm not surprised to hear that you have a lot of men.
Yeah, it is a doing thing. Mm. Same with the group work that I used to do. It was very, very experiential, very doing type of thing. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's very interesting indeed. Are you seeing the... Well, I haven't come across this before, which is why I drag you in to have a conversation about this on the radio. But do you know of many other people doing it?
I know people doing group work in Tasmania. The only other person I'm personally aware of nearby doing what I'm doing is somebody in Melbourne who does this type of work through Berry Street in Melbourne.
So you are the only person potentially one-on-one adventure therapy counselling in Tasmania.
Yes, I've discovered a niche market, which could really help.
Yeah, maybe it will. You and the people coming to see you, we hope. Yes.